Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 225, I believe.
Oh, boy. We did this last week, too. I keep forgetting to look. 225.
Episode 225, Christmas Vacation. Okay. Getting into the swings of the holiday here, starting December off with a little bit of Christmas Vacation. First time seeing it for myself.
Oh, I was not expecting that. Huh, okay.
Release 1989, budget $25 million, box office $73 million. Based on John Hughes' short story, Christmas 59. Okay, published in National Lampoon. So this tells the story of the Griswolds' effort to have a good old-fashioned family Christmas. And, the wacky ways it takes a turn for the worst. So, where'd we start off with a little animated thing.
Yeah.
It's that
time. Christmas time is here. Oh, yeah.
That shitty song and shitty animation. Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation. Hip, hip, hooray for Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, I was like, okay, whatever. That's okay, I guess. And then we go into where we start off on the road.
Yeah, they're on the way to get their tree. Yeah,
driving, some funny banter. I like that. Who's that guy? Glickalecki, is Russ?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know the actor's name, but the only thing I remember
from,
him
from Roseanne and from.
Yeah, I know he's in third. Not goddamn. What's the show? It's a pop with the nerds. What the fuck is that show called? Why am I blanking on that show? They're all nerds, and it's a sitcom. Yeah. I don't know what that show is called, but
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang. Thank you, thank you. I know he's in that, and I know what you did last summer. But yeah, he's very. And what's her name? Fucking. Why am I blanking on names today? The sister.
Juliet Lewis.
Juliet Lewis. Yeah.
Yeah, they're. I like, I don't know, it's something I like to know people's ages in movies, like where they were in their life when they did it. So Chevy Chase was 38, I think. No, what did it say? I think it said, maybe it said 48. Mm. Yeah, I think it was 48. And then Juliette Lewis, 16, the boy, 14. So it's just interesting to me to know, like...
Yeah.
And then I was like almost 50, and I was like, God damn, he's still... kicking today, and this movie's pretty old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. The I don't remember the how they're related, but I think it's the wife's sister, the red-haired gal, the kind of short, chubbier woman. She's in The Faculty, and she looks exactly the same. I was like, oh, that's it looks exactly the same. I'm like, no, she has the Paul Rudd gene. I don't know. She looks the same.
The Faculty. Yeah, but we're riding through. Going to pick up a tree, and then we get kind of some funny shit with a passerby on the freeway trying to, I don't know, pass him. And then we get the old under the truck gag, which is pretty cool because it's practical.
Yeah.
And put a practical stunt like that in a movie like this is pretty cool.
I love that they cut to the wife's face, and her eyes are just... And she's rocking back and forth as they're like going under the truck. It's so good.
That's good. Yeah, they go pick the tree up. And that's kind of funny because they pick out a giant tree.
My fingers are cold. I can't feel my feet.
Yeah. It's like, Dad, I don't think this tree would fit in our yard. That's okay, Russ. It's not going in the yard. It's going in the living room.
Isn't she a beauty? She can't see. She'll see it later. Her eyes are frozen. Just cussed her.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucked up.
Did you bring the saw, Clark?
gotta
pull it out or something, but it's got all its roots when it's attached to the car. That's pretty funny. And then we get home, and we see the neighbors who we will be checking in on throughout. Some guy and Elaine.
Yeah.
So
some guy, yeah, some guy in a lane. Yep.
And they're very modern. Ooh, they're 90s people. Well, this is 89, but they're about to be 90s people. Their house is very 89, 90. And
yeah,
they're
elegant,
very 89, 90.
And sleek,
yeah. Modern. Yeah, then they... Oh, yeah, they pull up with the tree on top of the car. What'd the guy say? He said...
Where do you think you're going to put that tree or something like that? Is that what he
said?
Yeah,
where are you gonna put a tree that big? Why don't you bend over and I'll show you? How dare you speak to me like that? I wasn't talking to you. he's talking to his wife.
So good.
That's good. Yeah. And then we get it in there. That's pretty funny. Okay, you guys ready? He's about to cut the string off. It's kind of holding all the branches in. And then it just kind of unfurls and takes over the house.
Yeah, breaking windows.
I think it breaks a window. It's pretty... A lot of sap in here.
Yeah, a lot of sap. And then you cut to him reading a magazine in bed, and just all the pages are getting ripped out.
And I guess that was... that's all ad-libbed. Mm. The guy who plays the wife said that... Yeah, that wasn't planned. That Chevy came up with that. And the sap line when the tree hit him. She also said she didn't like working on this movie, felt ignored by the director, didn't give a shit about her, never cared what she was doing on screen.
I could kind of see that. She doesn't really have much to do in this movie. I don't think there's very, very small scenes of her just by herself. Yeah. I think Clark kind of runs the movie. So yeah, I can kind of see that.
Yeah. And, she said, to prove it to like other people on set, she grabbed his crotch in that scene where the cops come in.
Yeah.
And then they just let it go. And she's like, see, he didn't even notice. Mm-hmm. He didn't even care. And so then she's like, so then I had to do the handshake and put my hand back. And yeah.
Which is a good moment. Yeah. It's a funny moment.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to our home. Okay. So the tree stuff, we're past the tree stuff. Then Clark and Ellen's parents arrive for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Oh no, they do we get the mall in there before that. That part was super funny. When he's at the mall with the beautiful cashier talking to her.
Yeah, so good.
And, just all the shit he's saying. Yeah, it's cold out there, isn't it? A little nipply. I mean, not nipply, but...
What did I say, nipple?
What did I say, nipple? I don't know. I don't know why. Did you say nipple? Yeah, that shit's good. Mm. And then I love Russ coming over and like just leaning on the counter next to him. Like, hey, how's it going, Russ? And then just kind of stops.
Oh yeah, she lifts up. She's like, see, no line. He's like, can't see the line.
No line, Russ.
Nope, Dad.
No lines, Russ.
Tis the season to be merry. Oh, that's my name. No shit. Yeah, it's funny. It's interesting that you haven't. I'm shocked you haven't seen this movie. But I've probably seen this movie over 20 times. I've watched this since I was a kid. And the reason why I bring that up is because out of all the times I've seen this movie, I didn't put two and two together that he is. I mean, I've always known he was looking at lingerie, but I'm like, wait. Lingerie's in the glass? Like, when that was a thing? Or did they just make that up for this movie? Like, when was lingerie ever behind glass with, like, women trying to sell lingerie behind glass? I never put that two and two together. I just kind of get sucked up in the scene. But this time I was like, wait a minute, that's kind of fucking weird. You think it's, like, watches or jewelry, but no, it's just lingerie and glass. Okay.
Yeah. No lines, Russ.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah, then we get back home, and then family starts showing up. I thought that was ridiculous. Like, then they show the calendar. It's like December 18th.
Yeah.
Who the fuck's family shows up? All of them, and they hang out at your house for what, 3 weeks?
Almost.
Like, yeah, that long, coming that early. I just thought it was crazy. I was like, yeah, you come the day of. and you hang out the day. That's it. If
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
really wild, you might spend the night,
Yeah.
you know, and then leave in the morning. But I just thought that was a wacky way to do it.
Yeah,
No.
even when I visit my parents, I'm only there for like 3 or 4 days. When I used to visit when I was in school, I used to stay longer just because I have nowhere to go. We're on break for, 2 weeks. But yeah, ever since school's been over, like when I come home, yeah, it's like 3 or 4 days. A week and a half is a long time. A long time.
Yeah, and then what the so they're over there. Oh yeah, and no one has to work or anything. It's like no one goes to work. However that works. Although don't we did get a shot of Clark at work, didn't we?
Yeah, we get a few scenes of him at work. He's the only one that we see working. Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. Telling his coworker about the pool and establish the bonus and how important the bonus
Yeah.
is. Yeah.
And it's Bill Murray's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget the thing he's working on, but I thought that was pretty funny. Something like preventing milk from soaking up cereal, or I forget the how he describes it, but it's kind of silly.
All right. And then we get the lights. He covers the house with thousands of lights. I like that. Everybody come outside, please. What you're looking at is 2,000 strands of
Italian
20,000
import,
lights. Yeah,
right?
Italian import twinkle lights.
Yeah.
For a grand total of 20,000 twinkle lights. Everyone ready? And then, yeah, it doesn't work. I like when it does finally work down the line. Who
Yeah.
is it? Like, I think it's her dad's. Well, they're not twinkling, Clark.
Yeah.
But at least you got them on. It's like,
I know
no, they're
that
not
art. Thanks for
twinkling.
noticing. I love the part too when it doesn't work. The redhead lady, something like, "See, kids, this is what a waste of time." And then the
What a
daughter's like,
waste of resources.
he spent a lot of time on that, Grandma." And Art's like, "So do washing machines." That's so good.
Yeah. Put a lot of work into that instead of washing machines.
And like, I don't know, it's just so silly when it does work and he starts going down the line of each family member like it's the biggest deal in the world and having like
Yeah.
a little moments between all of them. It's so
A
good.
personal moment. You always
Yeah.
believed in me. And I'll always appreciate that. Moving
I
on to
love you,
the
Dad. I learned from
next
you to teach me about exterior illumination. Thanks. That was
Yep.
good.
I learned everything I know about exterior illumination from you, Dad. You're as responsible for this as I am. Yeah, I love
So good.
it.
Oh, that's where we get Eddie
Okay.
too. When he gets his
Oh
shotgun,
yeah. Oh
Eddie
yeah.
shows
He's
up.
standing.
Yeah.
Eddie? Eddie. I was like, when did he show up? And then obviously we get the gag that he just showed up. I was like, I'm gonna missed all this. Eddie arrives with their two younger children, Rocky and Ruby Sue, and their pet Rottweiler, Snots. Yeah, that's Snots. That's a beautiful creature. Eddie later admits to living in the RV. I couldn't possibly stay here. Nah, no, you couldn't possibly.
So
And then,
good.
oh yeah, and I like his w wife is like, no, you guys can stay in the house. Can they, honey? Do they need to? And he's like, no, we couldn't impose. If you could allow the children to shack up, because you know, we could use a little alone time if you catch my drift. It's been a long trip. That was pretty
Yeah,
good.
Eddie's great. I like Eddie.
Yeah. He's always good.
He has one of my favorite
Shitter's.
lines of the movie.
Which one?
He's good. It's I think shortly after we do the sled, but the sledding scene. But there's that moment that my favorite line of the or one of my favorite lines in the movie, it cracks me up every time, is where they're about to go sledding and he's describing the metal he has in his head and he's
Oh,
like,
yeah.
yeah, every time Catherine turns the microwave on, I piss my pants and I forget who I am for 30 minutes. That fucking cracks me up every time.
You don't want to have me on there. I got an indent right here. This side's fine, but this one.
So good.
That's funny. And yeah, he's got the yeah, shitter's full. Wakes up. He's out there
Yeah.
pumping sewage into the sewer. And I liked
Shutter's
it.
full. So good.
Shutter's full, honey. Yeah. And the neighbor comes out and he's still, yeah, shitter's full. I love it. Then, oh, I don't know. I don't, Eddie or Clark offers to buy gifts for Eddie's kids. They can still enjoy Christmas. I think we find out that they're not going to have any Christmas presents. Clark begins to wonder why his boss has not given him his yearly bonus, which he desperately needs to pay for a new swimming pool. How was I don't know how we find out he doesn't get the bonus. Oh, the mail comes and he gets a letter.
Yeah, it's like later on in the movie. Everything is going to shit at this point. The turkey is dry. I think is it the squirrel? No, the squirrel has to be after the check because he goes and cuts the tree down. But yeah, he gets the thing, fucking announces the pool. Everyone's excited. Yeah, and then what is it? A year subscription to the Jelly of the Month Club. Clark,
Yeah.
that's the gift that keeps giving all year round. Thanks, Eddie.
I don't know if it was before, was it after that he said, you know what I like for Christmas is someone to chain up my boss and bring him
Yeah,
right to me
it's
so I
right
could
after
tell
he
that,
like flips out. Yeah,
so I could tell that piece of shit, cheap bastard, skinny leg, wide body having just going off. Yeah, then what starts going to shit? Oh yeah, Uncle, was it Uncle Lou?
oh
Burns
yeah,
down the
burns the
Christmas tree with
tree.
his cigar. Then what happened to the turkey? I remember something happened to it, but
It was just like,
it's
I think it
fine.
was just like overcooked. It opens, it's just, and like, it's all fucking dry and
That's a
with
pretty cool
no meat.
effect
Yeah, that was a
of
cool
the
effect.
turkey opening like opening like an alien egg. That
Yeah.
was pretty cool.
There's so many good moments in that scene where it's like they want the grandma to say grace. And it cracks me up too. Her husband, he's like, they want you to say grace, and then something, and he's like, the blessing. Like the way he delivers the blessing is so fucking funny. And then the other part that gets me is Clark's like, hey kids, I heard saw on the radio or on the news that this New York, they saw Santa Claus going in the sky, and then everyone's like, ooh. And then Eddie's like, you serious, Clark? And then he just looks at him like, so good.
That's good. Yeah, then he gets a new tree from outside. He's really trying to keep it together and make sure everything's okay. Yeah, then Eddie does kidnap Frank. Brings him over to the house. And then, what's what you wanted for Christmas? Clark, I got it. And yeah, then I think they have a heart to heart with Frank, explaining that he needed that Christmas bonus. I don't think he really needed it. I don't think anyone needs a pool. He wanted a pool.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone needs one. So,
Yeah.
look, I see now what this has done to your family.
Yeah.
Terrible. This family needs a pool. It's a pool family. Look at this. So, what did he say? He said he's gonna reinstate bonuses, whatever you got last year, Clark, add 20%. But this time, his wife has already called the police. SWAT teams like coming in down the house with the on the string lights and
Yeah,
shit.
ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah, and they come in there, and that's when we get the crotch grab. Oh, freeze. What happened there? Oh yeah, his wife comes with the cops too. That's how it works. The lady that called the cops is always with the SWAT team. She's like part of the investigation. Hey, come it co comes in with them. Honey, what are you doing here?
Yeah,
And
I
then
love that when he's like explaining to his wife, and she's like, really? You really cut the bonuses? And then it cuts to the chief, and he's like, man, that's low. If I had a rubber hose, I'd beat you. And it cuts him off. That's good shit.
Yeah. Yeah, then the cops leave because he's not going to press charges. And Family goes outside. Lights are going. Wait, what just happened? Rocky and Ruby think they see Santa Claus. And oh, that's the Christmas star. Christmas star. That was not just the sewage plant. Well,
yeah. He's like, oh, sewage. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's the light is coming from a sewage treatment plant, reminding Clark that Eddie has been dumping his RV sewage into the nearby storm drain. Before Clark can stop him, Uncle Lewis lights another cigar, tosses a match into the drain. Got a big explosion. Sends the Santa sleigh decoration launching into the sky. And we get Aunt Bethany singing the Star Spangled Banner one more time. I love that. And like Eddie puts his hand over his heart and the rockets, red glare.
I love it because it does the Pledge of Allegiance during,
yeah,
instead of grace, too. It's pretty funny.
And then the entire family, along with the Shirleys and the SWAT team, go inside to celebrate while Clark and Ellen share a Christmas kiss. Clark is satisfied that he has provided a great Christmas for his family. Fade to black.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay. Produced by John Hughes. Did he do all the Vacations? Has he had a hand in those? I don't know.
I think so. Yeah. I'd have to go back. I've only seen Vacation a couple times. Vacation's very fucking funny, too. I think arguably it's a better movie than this is, but yeah, I think John Hughes is part of all of them.
Yeah, I love Vacation. Oh, dog pissed all over the sandwiches. He's kissing that sandwich. I like Vegas Vacation, too. Because it's a little more modern. You get kind of... I like it. This one... I don't know. It's pretty good. I can see why it's become like a Christmas tradition for a lot of people. Yeah, it wasn't overtly funny, but none of these movies ever are. It's just kind of the dryness,
yeah,
weirdness of Chevy Chase that kind of makes it. Not over the top, slap my knees, you know, but I definitely, yeah, chuckled a couple times. But it has a lot of heart and it's fun. And it's a really concise Christmas story. Yeah, first time, I enjoyed it. I think it's a 7.8.
Yeah, like I said, I've seen this movie. I mean, it has to be over 20 times. Like, I've seen this movie throughout my life. Yeah, I mean, it's just it's a movie that has a good pace to it. At the end of the day, this movie is just a series of slapsticky kind of situations, and they keep piling on, whether it's, you know, and they kind of do slapstick stuff that's just revolves around Christmas. I mean, that's the whole theme of the movie. Obviously, it's a Christmas movie, but it's like how zaniness, putting lights on, you know, sledding, Christmas shopping, fucking, you know, they kind of just have fun with these ideas. And yeah, I just think it's a well-paced, I think it's a pretty funny movie. It's, yeah, a lot of it's dry humor, but when it hits, it hits. Great characters. There is a heart to it all. I mean, I think a lot of the movie is really focused on that bonus stuff. But I think underneath all of that, it really is about a guy who's just trying to like have a perfect Christmas for him and his family, and trying to overcome the obstacles of what that means. And that's basically what this movie is: just obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, and trying to find happiness in the end despite all of that shit. But yeah, there's just so many good gags, man. There's so many that we've left out. I mean, there's just so fucking many. The cat being wrapped in a box. The fucking,
oh yeah.
I love the scene when they're, because everyone's bunked together, and there's that scene where the brother and sister are she's trying to sleep, and he wraps his hand around her, and he's like, "Get off of me, you fungus!" And he's like, they're pulling over the blankets, like little things, or they're in the kitchen bitching about bunking up together, and Ellen's like, "Well, deal with it." I forget the daughter's name. You know, it's Christmas, and we're all in misery, and she like lights up a cigarette. There's just all these little subtle humorous bits. But yeah, I love this movie. It's hard for me not to detach myself from it. I've watched this since I was a kid. To me, this is like an 8.5. There's a reason why I watch it every year. It's funny. It's fast paced. Yeah, 8.5 for me. This is a classic.
8.5, 7.8. All right. Yeah, that's pretty good. I see here there's a Christmas Vacation 2.
Is it with Eddie?
Randy Quaid.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I know it exists. Yeah.
On an island or something. So, yeah. You gotta check that out, everybody. I'm sure that's great. Yeah. So, Christmas classic. Check it out. I'm sure you will if you haven't already started the Christmas rotations. This one's going to be in there now for me, of course.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking, I don't know what comes out next week. I'm kind of blurry with new releases this month other than Nosferatu. That's kind of the next big one for me that I'm excited about.
Yeah, me
but
too.
If there's nothing next weekend, I would love to, like, we kind of joke every now and again where we have this trend of doing, like, sequels or remakes. I would love to do Die Hard 2 because that's a movie that I rarely watch, and it's also a Christmas movie, and it's a sequel, and it's just one of those, like, you always just watch the first one, but, you know, there is a second one that takes place during Christmas, and it's, you know, Bruce Willis running around. So I don't know. I would like to squeeze in, if we could, a Die Hard 2 viewing, because I've only seen that movie like once. It was a long time ago. If we're doing, we love our sequels here on Brian vs. Brian.
I don't think I've seen it ever.
Hmm.
I don't know if I've seen the first Die Hard ever.
Oh, my God. Well, that's the case. We should watch Die Hard.
Other than parts of it.
Shit.
All right. So thanks for joining us, guys. We appreciate it. Check us out Spotify and Apple Music and always here on YouTube. And throw a like and subscribe if you want to come hang out. We appreciate it so much. Appreciate you guys coming by. Until next time. Until next piece. Peace.
Peace.